In this bulletin, the bill to decriminalise abortion passes the New South Wales lower house. The United Nations urges India and Pakistan to act with restraint over the disputed region of Kashmir. And Australia's national championships could be used to test changes to rugby union, including a high tackle warning system. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The independent member who introduced a bill to decriminalise abortion says New South Wales has made history in passing the law. The private member's bill cleared the lower house, with Alex Greenwich arguing it gives pregnant women autonomy. There were 59 votes in favour of the bill to remove abortion from the criminal code, and the reforms will now move to the upper house. Liberal member Tanya Davies has compared New South Wales to Victoria after the health minister revealed many women are travelling interstate to access services.
I refer again to Victoria's reformed abortion law. From 2009 to 2017, there have been 3,104 abortions performed at 20 weeks or later.
The Catholic Archbishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher, says he's deeply saddened that the reforms have passed, saying they don't protect mothers or give them real alternatives. The Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, says he would have voted against the bill because a 22-week term abortion is too late. The United Nations chief wants Pakistan and India to refrain from any activity that could jeopardise the situation in the disputed region of Kashmir. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has expressed concern about the Indian-controlled part of Kashmir as tensions rise over the region. The Indian government revoked the special status of the Muslim-majority region of Jammu and Kashmir earlier this week. The UN Secretary-General's spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, says under a prior agreement, the final status of Jammu and Kashmir was settled peacefully.
The Secretary-General has been following the situation in Jammu and Kashmir with concern and makes an appeal for maximum restraint. The position of the United Nations on this region is governed by the Charter of the United Nations and applicable Security Council resolutions.
A new report is warning immediate action must be taken globally to improve the sustainability of food systems and land management. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report is calling on the agricultural sector to carefully use its resources or risk not being able to feed the population. Globally, 500 million people currently live in areas where land is degraded and infertile. IPCC co-chair Valerie Masson-Delmotte says the effect of climate change on the intensity of the seasons is making more land barren.
We humans affect more than 70% of ice-free land. A quarter of this land is degraded. The way we produce food and what we eat contributes to the loss of natural ecosystems and declining biodiversity. When land is degraded, it reduces the soil's ability to take up carbon, and this exacerbates climate change.
The report also recommends less consumption of meat and a shift towards a more plant-based diet. A senior lawyer is worried the behaviour of Hong Kong protesters is undermining the public's rights as police urge people to obey the law. The police warning comes as countries, including the United States and Australia, issue travel cautions for visitors. The protests started when opponents took to the streets over a now-suspended extradition law and developed into anti-government rallies. Lawyer Chan Ching-ha says the behaviour of lawbreakers is violating the interests of the public.
If people's behaviour has transcended a peaceful gathering, then there will be many criminal consequences. Therefore, I appeal to those who attend the gatherings to consider the safety of the public and whether their actions will cause serious criminal penalties.
In rugby union, Australia's national championships could be used to test changes to the sports code, including a high tackle warning system. The World Rugby Executive Committee has approved 6 law amendments for closed trials after a review into the sport. The Australian National Rugby Championship will consider trialling a new reduced tackle height rule, which would require players to only tackle from the waist down. A tackle warning system has already been used at the last two Rugby Under 20 championships. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth partly cloudy and 19. Adelaide showers increasing, 12. Melbourne showers with wind easing and 11. Hobart showers increasing, 11 degrees. Canberra very windy and showers, a top of 8. Wollongong sunny and very windy, 16. Sydney much the same, 19. Newcastle mostly sunny and windy, 18. Brisbane windy but sunny and 25. Cairns mostly sunny, 29. And Darwin similar conditions and 32. I'm Greg Diet and this is SBS News.